What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Sean Diddy Combs has been acquitted of the most serious charge at his sex trial. Let's go live to the courthouse. Our Juliet Papa is there. Juliet.
And Bridget, Sean Diddy Combs got down on his knees in the courtroom and said a prayer after this jury acquitted him of the most serious counts, the RICO statute, racketeering conspiracy, and sex trafficking. But the jury, 8 men and 4 women, did convict him of prostitution. Now, based on that, the defense immediately asked the judge to have Combs released today, this afternoon. They said if he had just been arrested and charged with this, he would not be behind bars. He's been behind bars since September when he was arrested on this racketeering indictment. And that was even after he had come to New York. He was expected to surrender. And then Homeland Security, that's this investigation, arrested him in a Midtown luxury hotel. So he's been behind bars. He went down on his knees, said his prayer. His family here, they prayed with him, and then they started applauding. He was applauding with them, and they were chanting, "Dream Team, Dream Team." So going forward, the judge wants letters from both the defense and the prosecution supporting their positions. The prosecution is calling for incarceration. This is a felony charge. And he has asked for those letters at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We have no indication at this time when there will be a decision on this and whether Sean Diddy Combs goes free from here and walks out of the courtroom, or whether he has to go back to a federal lockup in Brooklyn and be released from there. All unclear at this time. But these are huge developments, ever-changing developments. We saw his family come out of the courthouse, the mother raising her hands. There were smiles on their face because for them, they believe this was a big victory. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Juliet, thank you. It was a bad morning for commuters at the Port Authority bus terminal after a crash involving a number of buses. EMS Deputy Chief Jason Safin spoke to reporters just a short time ago. Take a listen.
At approximately 6:05 this morning, we received a call for 2 New Jersey Transit buses that collided on a ramp at the Port Authority. We had a total of 12 patients. One patient had moderate injuries and required extrication. 10 patients with minor injuries. One patient refused medical aid on scene.
NJ Transit bus service into the terminal had been suspended for a while, but has since resumed. Another update coming up at 11:31. A high-ranking MS-13 leader will be sentenced today on Long Island. Alexei Sains pleaded guilty last year for his role in ordering and approving the killings of 8 people, including 2 high school girls in 2016. Kayla Cuevas and Nisa Mickens were lifelong friends and classmates at Brentwood High School. They were murdered with a machete and a baseball bat. Sains' lawyers are seeking a sentence of 45 years. Prosecutors want the judge to impose the max, 70. 2 NYPD officers are in stable condition after they were pepper sprayed in the eyes and face. The attack happened at about 1:20 this morning near 47th Street and Broadway in Times Square. One person was taken into custody. Charges are pending. The city is celebrating the launch of its summer meals program, which provides free breakfast and lunch to anybody under the age of 18. Mayor Adams says the meals will be handed out at hundreds of sites across all 5 boroughs.
This year, we're doing something new. We're having fresh fruits and vegetables, and we're allowing them to pick what they want as they have the good start of their day, as not that we witness how well they're doing academically and nutrition.
Today also marks the beginning of the summer rising season. The mayor says the enrichment program has expanded since he took office, creating a safe and supportive environment for 110,000 kids to strengthen their academic and social skills. Mayor Adams says New York City public school students made big strides during this past academic year. Reading scores for students in grades K through 5 increased on average by 2.5 points. Math results show the percentage of students scoring above the national median in grades K through 5 increased 3.2 points from a year ago. The scores are based on the latest screener results given to students to gauge their reading and math skills. The mayor credits the gains on 2 initiatives of his administration, NYC Reads and NYC Solves, which he says are designed to ensure all students become strong readers and develop math skills needed for educational, career, and lifetime success. The program will expand to 186 additional schools in the next school year. America celebrates a big birthday next year, 250 years young. And today, officials from New York, the city, U.S. Navy, and the Coast Guard will be on the flight deck of the Intrepid to unveil plans for marking that anniversary. They will include the largest gathering of international Class A tall ships and gray hull vessels to ever sail into the port of New York and New Jersey, a massive fireworks display, and a homecoming of heroes ticker tape parade to honor post-9/11 combat veterans, first responders, and their families. We spoke with Chris O'Brien, president of Sail Forth 250.
These moments to come together as Americans and reflect on, you know, our 250 years. We don't have many times like this to come together as a nation. So when the international community, the tall ships and the Navy come together in an effort like this, it really puts a spotlight on the moment.
The celebration is expected to draw 8 million visitors to the region and generate a record economic windfall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.